Well, happy Monday to you, and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Fulks. I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Central Campus, and I'm grateful that you've chosen to be with us today. Adam and Kale took care of the bulk of the teaching this past weekend, and so as we think about the Drivecast today, I just wanted to share something with you from my devotional time recently. I've been reading through the Psalms, and I was reading through Psalm 86, and in the middle of that psalm, it's a prayer. It's a prayer of David, and David says, "Give your servant a happy life, because I put myself in your hands." And it brought to mind as I was just praying about that on Easter Sunday this year. We weren't great social distancers. We had my wife's brother and family over. They have three younger kids. They have a six-year-old and their middle son's probably three, and then a little one. And about halfway through the afternoon, after we had eaten lunch, the boys had gone out, and they were riding around with my son on the four-wheeler, and you could hear him cackling, laughing 100 yards away. And the floor was covered with toys, and their littlest one was happy throwing things, and she was giggling. And of course, all my kids were there. My nephew, he came over as well. And I just thought, the thought occurred to me, these are the good days. That in that moment, our home had become a place for our family, locally at least, to gather. And it was messy, and it was loud, and it was fun, and it was just one of those moments where you reflect and say, this is good. And the next day is when I read this psalm, and when David said, "I put my life in your hands," I realized that it just occurred to me. I felt like the Lord just showed me that when I put my life in God's hands, not only is that the best thing for me, but it also brings God the most glory. Jesus said a weird thing one time. He said, "Make my joy complete." And I don't know about you. I always think of God as high and lofty and having no need of me, which he doesn't. And he doesn't need you. But he created us. And somehow, in the way that we live, we complete or can complete his joy. Everything that we've done, you know, maybe around the spring, throwing mulch down in some flower beds and all those kinds of things, they were hearing those cackles of laughter that day. It was like it made my joy complete. Did I have to have that day? No, but I was delighting in the fact that my family was delighting in being with one another with me. And so this week, as we pray towards what it's like for our church family to get back together, for us to have joy in one another in God's providence, I just want to remind us that in the midst of anxiety and worry, we can relax in God's sovereignty, knowing that he's in control, and we can make his joy complete in how we respond to others, how we treat one another as well. So I'm going to pray for us, and then I'm going to give you the opportunity to pray as you begin your day. God, I pray that today we could and would make your joy complete, that even though, God, you don't need us, you invite us, want us in your presence, and to live and relax in your sovereignty. And so, God, I pray for that today. I pray that for myself, for our church leadership. I pray that, Lord, for everyone who's listening today, that today would be a day, regardless of their anxiety about sickness or illness or the future or plans or things that are coming or unknowns, that God, today, that we would be a people who relax in your sovereignty, who give you, Lord, glory for the ways that you love us and lead us. Now I want to give you the opportunity to pray as well. Well, once again, thanks for joining us on the Drivecast. I hope that you will tune in the rest of the week as we have a midweek touch point, and we'll be sending out communication this week about upcoming opportunities that we're going to have to gather in phase one of our state and our country reopening. God bless y'all. Have a great week.